Well, no one wants to be stressed in retirement, right? But psychologists have determined that retirement is one of the most stressful events that some people are going to experience in life. So we want to talk about ways you can actually proactively deal with the stress surrounding retirement. That's coming up next.
Welcome to the Perfect Game Retirement Podcast with former professional baseball player and now financial coach at Black Oak Asset Management, Ryan Ledman. This show will help you make the right financial decisions so you can pitch a perfect game in retirement. Here's the windup and the delivery.
Welcome into Perfect Game Retirement. Glad to have you on the podcast. I've been joined with Ryan Ledden, president and financial coach, also certified financial planner, Black Oak Asset Management. Ryan, how are we?
Yeah, we're doing good, man. Spring's here and baseball, softball is full swing, so can't complain, man. Love seeing the Braves on every night. They're fun to watch. I hate seeing these injuries, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
For pitchers especially.
I know, man. That's going to be a hot topic for a while with pitchers going down like crazy. And I always thought, like, with Spencer Strider especially, I mean, you know, he's the frame of him is he's not a very big guy. Obviously, he's built because he works out and his lower half is enormous
yeah.
with his legs and all that. But you just got to think a guy throwing that hard, it has got to take your toll on your arm, kind of like a Pedro Martinez back in the day where, you know, he was unbelievable and then he just hit a wall and it's like his arm and body just couldn't take that. So I always like wondered that in the back of my mind, and then it's happened, and then of course the pitch clock controversy. But anyway, I hate it for the Braves, I hate it for Spencer Strider, but injuries are a part of the game, and that's why you draft about 20 pitchers every single year in the draft, because if one's coming in surgery, one's coming out. So that's pretty much what it feels like.
Yep, it is. It is a next man up situation for a lot of teams, but you know, yep. It is part of the game. But it's stressful as well, which is kind of tying into what we're talking about today, Ryan. And it's kind of interesting because I think people just assume, and I think we have a vision of retirement as just being a relaxing journey and just we can finally unwind and not worry about all the stress of the real life, right? And all that, the work and the career and all that stuff. We can just unwind, but that's not true. It's pretty stressful once you even transition in.
Yeah, it's just a different stress. Those things constantly, stresses get sent to you all the time. It's just something different. It replaces it with another. Now, hopefully it's less. That's the idea. Hopefully it's less stress, but different types of stresses. I deal with those stressors with family members who are retired, clients who are retired. So managing that, and it's kind of perspective because, you know, while you're working, these stresses mount up, and believe me, I have them in my industry because of the compliance world and oversight world that I live in. But, you know, things change and evolve, and same thing in retirement. They're just they're different stressors that you may not be aware of, but they're going to be there.
They will. So what we want to do today is just kind of talk about some ways to proactively kind of head off that stress and just be more prepared for these things that will create some of that tension in retirement today. So as we go through this, if you have questions, again, the number for Black Oak is 470-508-0508, or find them online at blackoakam.com. All right, so first things first, let's start off here, Ryan. You got to understand that these lifestyle changes are going to be significant once you get in retirement. I think most people realize that, but that does bring on that extra stress, right? Understanding that it's not going to be a smooth transition. There's going to be some significant things that get different about life.
Yeah, and a lot of times when we go through retirement plans and income plans with clients, and I mentioned this on the show before, it's not always about the dollars and cents. A lot of times it's more of the mental part of dealing with retirement. And you know, you're no longer on a strict schedule. And you see this with your own life. You see this with your kids' life. The more free time you have, the less you get done.
That's
you,
true.
You think, oh, I got all this time. I can do this. But and then you hear people say, oh, I'm more busy in retirement than I was when I was working. I'm like, I don't know about that. Maybe in some cases, but I think for the most part, the time management piece is worse. So when your time management is worse, you try to fit in these things that you could put off because you know what? Tomorrow you're retired. In 2 days you're retired. In 3 days you're retired. So there is some, whether people are cognizant of it or not, they do put things off. and then they try to fill a few things into this short period of time. And I get there's honey-do lists and to-do lists and all that kind of stuff, and I'm not saying there's not going to be days where you do actually have more stuff to do, but you know, you're no longer on that strict schedule. You don't have meetings, and I get it. That's the point of retirement. You don't want to have those things anymore. If you wanted those things, you just keep working. So you do have projects and deadlines, but they're just different projects and deadlines. They may be, you know, finishing your basement off or, you know, whatever they may be. So you have an aging parent have to move in with you, or a kid that needs to get a little nudge into their start after college. So again, no more sales calls. It's just, and travel is probably less. Hopefully it's travel that you want to do, not that you have to do. So again, it's managing your schedule, and if you want to still get things done in an efficient manner, I would still say keep a schedule. But then some people say, well, I don't want to. Okay, well, that's fine. But then don't say you're more busy, because you're probably not more busy. But again, it's just different stresses that you're replacing it with. It's not meeting deadlines. It's not dealing maybe with clients or meeting sales quotas, but it's just dealing with different things and to-do lists. And you know what? For husband and wife couples, you may not have been around each other 24/7 for a long, 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 long time. And not that that's a bad thing, but there's also a lot of time with each other, and maybe you need to do some things differently and separate from each other for a time. We all need our alone time sometimes. And cause I have clients kid about that all the time. I don't want this guy at home all the time. I don't want him sitting there and being in my business all the time. So it's definitely different. And the mental part of that is a big part of it.
It sure is. The mental part is a big part. And that's also kind of why you need to embrace the challenges, right? That's kind of our second thing here you might not love the change and the challenges that come with it. You might want things to be easy, but like everything else in life, it's all about your mindset, right? And tackling it by just embracing what's ahead of you can make things easier.
Yeah. And I hear a lot of people say, you know, I'm too old to do that, or I'm too old to do this, or why would I start this now? And I mean, it's almost like you can have a second life, and I'm not saying have a second career, but hopefully when you retire, you have something, some calling that you want to do. And again, I mentioned on this show before, but there's only so much hunting, there's only so much fishing, there's only so much travel that you can do, you know, because those things do cost money. Now, obviously travel is probably the biggest expense that people want to do, which is great, but obviously you have to budget that in there. You can't take these extravagant vacations every single week. So it's embracing something new. Hopefully you want to volunteer. Hopefully you do have some passion. I met with a client a couple of days ago, and they want to retire from their 9-to-5 in a few years, but they're going to start their own business when they retire, quote unquote. So to them, because it's a passion, because it's a calling for them, they don't feel like it's going to be work. Now, again, there's going to be days where it's stressful and there's some issues, problems. That's with any job. Any job's got its issues and stresses. I mean, we look at professional athletes and go, oh, man, that must be so great. And they got their issues. I remember playing ball and like counting the days till the end of the season. How stupid is that? You're like, oh, this is such a long season. I'm kind of bored. I want to go home. I want to see my family. And then after about like 4 days of that, you're like, okay, when's spring training? You want it to start up again. So there's new opportunities, hopefully, that you have another purpose or a second purpose in life, and embracing those new challenges. Because I know Dave Ramsey mentions it on his show all the time, where he gives people, like well-known people, like when they started their business or when they started to become well-known, at what ages they were at. And they're usually in their 60s, 70s, and 80s when they do these things. So life isn't over. You can still do new things in retirement. So embrace those new challenges and try new things, because it stimulates the brain. It stimulates just different parts of your body that maybe you wouldn't have known, whether it is an exercise or whether it's taking on a new hobby or something like that. It does a lot for the brain. The statistic or the science has shown that it does. It fires different parts of your brain. And we all know that mental illness is a real thing in retirement, especially as we get older with Alzheimer's and dementia. So embrace new challenges.
No doubt about it. Again, if you have questions for Ryan, I want to get really head off the stress in your life that might be coming with retirement. Planning is always the best way to do that, and you can begin that process by going to blackoakam.com. Learn more about Black Oak Asset Management there, plus get our podcasts, blogs, other tools as well right there through the website. All right, how about keeping your options open? I think we all have plans, and we maybe have our goals for retirement, but life's not going to go as planned. Or maybe we want to move, Ryan. We think Florida is a great destination, or we want to go maybe north for the summer months and then realize, maybe this isn't for us. Either way, whatever it is, just keep your options open, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. And like when we do a retirement plan and we talk about what people want to do and their passions and things of that nature, like it's always going to change, though. I tell people, here's your retirement plan, here's your income plan, but it's going to be different. It's going to change. It's got to constantly alter what you want to do. Now, I have a client who they actually moved to Florida, and they did the not really the snowbird thing because they weren't coming from the Northeast, but they moved down to Florida. Well, it's completely not what they thought at all. It wasn't like the vacation trips that they took to Florida. It was very different, they said, as a resident. They did not enjoy it as a resident. Now, again, this is one isolated incident, but this is what we're talking about as far as keeping options open. So they moved to Florida and were there for a few years and just realized, no, this is not. We like visiting. We like coming here and sitting on the beach for a week or two. But living here full time, no. So they move back up to North Georgia. So just keeping your options open, it may not be what you think it is. And maybe it is. That'd be great. But changing directions, pivoting, if you will, that's what life is constant changes. That's the one guarantee in life. I guess there's a few, because you could say taxes and death, whatever. But there's the certainty is there's going to be changes and there's going to be pivots we have to make, whether that's just from a lifestyle aspect, whether that means from a morbid standpoint, if we lose our spouse, if we lose that partner in retirement that we thought we were going to have and do all these things with, that can change in a heartbeat. And I mentioned again on the show before, that's what happened to my dad when my mom passed away before he hit retirement. You're talking about a huge pivot that he had to make. His options and what he thought was going to be completely changed in the blink of an eye. So we just need to know that these things are going to change. We can have a plan, we can have a path, but keep your options open, because it's more than likely going to change.
Yep, change is one of the constants of life. There's no question about it. All right. Again, these are a lot of mindset elements too, and this next one is the same thing. So the fourth thing on our list here to help you kind of steer clear of your retirement stress is just keeping a sense of perspective. And I know, again, these things can add up and you can feel overwhelmed at times. There can be a lot of anxiety that creeps in. But retirement in general is a relatively new concept. And I think the biggest thing, Ryan, is just knowing that, hey, you're able to experience it, right? Not everybody has been able to experience retirement and enjoy retirement. This stage of life is one that you need to be grateful for, right? I know it's sometimes you can feel overwhelmed, but having that sense of perspective can make things easier.
Yeah, and you're right. It is a relatively new concept in the grand scheme of things, because, you know, let's look at the history of even like Social Security. I mean, it was around to help people not become poverty stricken when they potentially did retire or die early. But again, the average lifespan was about 63, 64 years old. So most people did not collect Social Security for hardly any time at all, if at all. A lot of people just worked and then they died. but that's all kind of previous generations knew. And then as longevity continued to increase, and, you know, for a while their pensions were a big deal. Obviously, pensions are going away. Day by day, they're going away. But people's savings and retirement. So sometimes people are retired longer than they are working. And that's just a mind-blowing concept if you, like you said, date it back 100 years ago. And some people will be like, how in the world do you live if you're retired for sometimes 25, 30, 35, 40 years? Sometimes people are retired. So it's a great option to have, but we complain sometimes about it not having enough money. But, you know, Social Security is under great scrutiny right now because of how long we are taking Social Security and the amount of benefits that we're actually getting. But just keeping a perspective that we even have this option to do that, to be able to retire and do the things that we want to do. But anyway, so it's keeping things in perspective that, yeah, it could be worse, but, you know, let's try to make a plan and keep it in perspective.
All right, last thing then, and part of that planning process means getting with someone that you can build this through experience, through trust, through, you know, just having the ability to work with you and meet your needs and goals. And that's by finding a good financial advisor. And it can be, money can be the main driver of stress in a lot of cases in retirement. So having a good plan in place eliminates a lot of that uncertainty, especially, but you can bring down that stress level quite a bit by having someone that you can build this plan with and bring these concerns or these worries to when they pop up.
Yeah, it's sometimes navigating this, it can be very, very overwhelming, and having a good, again, very biased opinion because that's what we do, but obviously there's a lot of advisors out there, but having someone to help out with this, there's a lot of waters to have to navigate. I mean, there's so much complexity to it, and if it's not something that directly a financial advisor does, hopefully they have a team of people to help out with this situation in life, whether it's estate planning attorneys or someone in the long-term care business or industry that can help out to help you find a place for maybe your aging parents or your aging spouse or yourself. So there's just so many things to have to do. And the sad thing is there's so much fraud out there. There's so many scammers out there, which we had a previous episode about, especially for elderly people when it comes to their finances. So having someone in your corner that you trust, that's where I tell people, like, don't look at your advisor. Sure, there's a cost. Like, we're not a nonprofit organization. We need to provide for our families as well. But don't look at your financial advisor as a cost. If you look at your advisor as a cost, then something's not right. So they should provide enough value that they are a value, not a cost to you. So just having someone in your corner going through this, and again, a client who passed away told me the same thing. He's like, I don't know how people do this without someone who knows what's going on. And again, there's a few out there that definitely can, but there's a huge amount of value that an advisor can help you go through this, because this stuff is stressful, and you want to be able to take a different perspective or another set of eyes or an objective viewpoint on how to deal with this stuff. So I think that's where finding a good advisor is going to help you go through this.
All right. Well, the best place you can start is by going to blackoakam.com. You can schedule a time to meet with Ryan and the team there, or call 470-508-0508. And Ryan, these are common things, right? These stressors. I mean, you see them all the time with people you work with, I'm sure. So it's an important conversation to have.
Yeah. Conversations, these types of things have to be had. When conversations are not had and swept under the rug, that's where things don't turn out good.
No doubt. All right, well, let's shift gears and go to a little getting to know you here. Before we close things out, we also have a mailbag question coming, so stay tuned for that as well. But Ryan, this week's question for you, this is a good one, because I'm curious how you're going to approach this with your children as well when it's time. But what's the worst lie you ever told your parents growing up?
Worst lie. So obviously as kids, we tell lies, mm-hmm. You know, some small, some large, but I would have to say unequivocally, and my dad knows about this one because he was a part of this, the aftermath of this. So I'll make a really long story, short as possible, but I was 17, maybe 18. And there was this place near Atlanta called Hoops. It was a huge indoor basketball facility. So you had to pay to get in, and there's just courts everywhere. Well, it wasn't in the greatest part of town, and it was late at night, and I'm 17, 18 years old. And my dad specifically said, do not, you and your buddies better not go to Hoops. Because I asked him, hey, can we go? And then I told him, of course, my lie was, we're not going. Promise, we're not going. So what do? Hey, we're going to still go. No one's going to find out. So again, a lot of details in between, but we show up at Hoops. We actually play really well. Obviously, if you play basketball, you know, if you win, you stay. You stay on the court, new groups of guys come on. Well, I just kind of had my keys and an extra shirt like sitting on the side over there. So finally, after about five or six games, we stayed on for a while. We got beat. So I come off, see where my shirt is, my car keys aren't there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you can know where the story's going. So my naive little self was like, oh, maybe someone turned in my car keys. So I go to the front desk. Hey, have any car keys been turned in? And they say, yeah, actually a set has. I'm like, oh, thank God. And he hands me a set of keys, and they're obviously not mine. So that's when the naiveness just melted away, and I'm like, oh, crap. So I go out in the parking lot. My car is gone. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So one, I got to call the police, and two, I got to call my father. And yes, that conversation did not go well. I called him up, and you can imagine there were some expletives that were mentioned in his statements to me. And he came down there, and yeah, that was probably the most trouble I have ever been in my entire life. And like if I'm switching roles, since I'm a dad now, I would be just as mad as he was. So yeah, it was not the finest moment of my life, lying to my dad, still going to hoops. And then I guess the good Lord was like, you know what? I'm going to teach you a lesson here. And he did.
Wow. It always will catch up to you. You don't realize that when you're a kid, but you learn quickly by incidents like that. Well, all right. Very good. Well, let's shift gears. One last thing here before we get out. I got a question that came in from Jacob that I want to run by you and see what you think. He says, about a year ago, I looked at moving some money into an annuity that would have protected my funds from loss, but I never actually did it. So now that the market has been up since then, this move seems even more appealing. Am I approaching this decision the right way?
When you say the right way, I don't think there's a right or good or bad investment, right or wrong. It's just what's a good fit. Obviously, annuities get a lot of bad press, if you will, but they can resolve certain solutions. A lot of times they can protect downsides depending on what type of annuity you're looking at. And it sounds like you're talking about more of a fixed index annuity or just a fixed annuity as opposed to a variable, because variable is invested in the market into like sub-account mutual funds. So that doesn't sound like what you're trying to do. So I see what you're talking about. So yeah, if you want to capture some of that upside and kind of lock, quote unquote, lock in your kind of gains at where you're at, it's not the worst idea ever. I think I would need to know a little bit more about your situation, Jacob, but I see what you're saying, and just know the specifics of that type of annuity that you're getting in. Again, they're not bad. They're not terrible. Just know that they have surrender charges. They need to be kind of held in that annuity for a certain period of time. Some of them have free withdrawals each year for a certain percentage, maybe 5 or 10% of the account value. But just know it needs to stay. It's not one of those investments that you put something in and then take it out a year later, then you'll pay hefty surrender charges. So as long as you know all that in the concept of what you're, or the question that you're asking, Jacob, it does make sense of what you're talking about. I just want to make sure you have other assets and other investments where you can maybe carve off a portion of your portfolio and put into this annuity and maybe lock in your gain. So not a bad idea at all, Jacob. So I think you're thinking about it right. Just need to know more specifics about you.
All right. Great question. Thanks for that question, Jacob. If you have something for us, send it in to us. We'd love to hear from you. BlackOakAM.com. Contact Ryan there or by calling 470-508-0508 for Black Oak Asset Management. All right, Ryan, very good. Enjoyed the conversation again. I know stress is something we want to avoid in retirement, so hopefully today's show will help with that. But we will do it again soon.
Yes, sir.
The Perfect Game Retirement Podcast is brought to you by Black Oak Asset Management, serving the greater Atlanta area with offices in Alpharetta and Macon. The show is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe to the show on your favorite app today and never miss an episode. Just search for Perfect Game Retirement to find us. You can also visit blackoakam.com to listen to past episodes, to contact Ryan Ledden, and to learn more about how to pitch a perfect game in retirement.
Information provided is for informational purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Please consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Securities and registered investment advisory services offered through Silver Oak Securities, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Black Oak Asset Management and Silver Oak Securities, Inc. are not affiliated.